866-800-591-9426 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Surveys usually reveal what is wrong, but in this one from Gallup, researchers want to find out what is going well for Americans. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has a story.
Nearly 4 in 10 cite the economy or the number of jobs available as the nation's biggest positive. Frank Newport of Gallup tells us the survey demonstrated different responses from the two major political parties.
We have found another pollsters find right now that when we ask Republicans across the country to talk about things, they're very positive. They give us an upside positive talk about things going well. And when we talk to Democrats across the country, they tend to be negative on almost anything we ask them about.
I'm John Clemens.
More than 26 million Americans are under a flood watch today as severe weather grips the eastern United States for a fourth straight day. Meanwhile, wildfires are still burning in California, and Arizona and Southern California will see temperatures over 115 degrees today. This is the third straight day of that heat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Jennifer Knowles is from Denver, Colorado, and she's making a push to make it easier for children to run lemonade stands without breaking a law. Knowles has started the advocacy group Lemonade Stand Mama, and her children started a lemonade stand and were told they had to remove the lemonade stand because they did not have a permit. Knowles explains initially why she wanted her children to do the lemonade stand.
I wanted to teach my kids two important lessons of entrepreneurship and charity, lifelong lessons that all children should learn about.
Knowles was also asked if she was a little bit frustrated with the police officers who made her kids shut down the lemonade stand.
They were just doing their job, and I'm doing my job trying to get the laws changed so it's a better opportunity for everybody involved.
Demi Lovato is reportedly in stable condition after being found unresponsive in her Hollywood Hills home yesterday. Amy Kaufman is with the LA Times. She explains why the initial reports out there were wrong.
You know, initially, I think TMZ had said she suffered a heroin overdose, and the Times spoke to the LAPD, and basically, I think they revealed that it wasn't necessarily heroin, that she had taken some sort of drug, and that it caused her to overdose, but that those initial reports were wrong.
Let's hope Lovato can get things worked out, as she was sober and in recovery for going on 6 years. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
American farmers already receive billions of dollars in federal aid every year. President Trump offered them another $12 billion in aid yesterday due to the trade tensions going on between us and other countries. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says this is only a short-term solution.
This is a temporary measure for agricultural producers. It's authorized in the USDA and part of their rules, and we're using that to temper this. This is a temporary measure, hopefully to show China and other countries they cannot bully the U.S. into caving in on unfair trade practices. That's exactly what President Trump's strategy is, and I think it will work.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, leaked a tape conversation between Cohen and the president. Rudy Giuliani responded to the leaking of the tape.
Major point is it's outrageous that someone would tape his client surreptitiously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Surveys usually reveal what is wrong, but in this one from Gallup, researchers want to find out what is going well for Americans. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has a story.
Nearly 4 in 10 cite the economy or the number of jobs available as the nation's biggest positive. Frank Newport of Gallup tells us the survey demonstrated different responses from the two major political parties.
We have found, and other pollsters find right now, that when we ask Republicans across the country to talk about things, they're very positive. They give us an upside positive talk about things going well. And when we talk to Democrats across the country, they tend to be negative on almost anything we ask them about.
I'm John Clemens.
More than 26 million Americans are under a flood watch today as severe weather grips the eastern United States for a fourth straight day. Meanwhile, wildfires are still burning in California, and Arizona and Southern California will see temperatures over 115 degrees today. This is the third straight day of that heat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Jennifer Knowles is from Denver, Colorado, and she's making a push to make it easier for children to run lemonade stands without breaking a law. Knowles has started the advocacy group Lemonade Stand Mama, and her children started a lemonade stand and were told they had to remove the lemonade stand because they did not have a permit. Knowles explains initially why she wanted her children to do the lemonade stand.
I wanted to teach my kids two important lessons of entrepreneurship and charity, lifelong lessons that all children should learn about.
Knowles was also asked if she was a little bit frustrated with the police officers who made her kids shut down the lemonade stand.
They were just doing their job, and I'm doing my job trying to get the laws changed so it's a better opportunity for everybody involved.
Demi Lovato is reportedly in stable condition after being found unresponsive in her Hollywood Hills home yesterday. Amy Kaufman is with the LA Times. She explains why the initial reports out there were wrong.
You know, initially, I think TMZ had said she suffered a heroin overdose, and the Times spoke to the LAPD, and basically, I think they revealed that it wasn't necessarily heroin, that she had taken some sort of drug and that it caused her to overdose, but that those initial reports were wrong.
Let's hope Lovato can get things worked out, as she was sober and in recovery for going on 6 years. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
American farmers already receive billions of dollars in federal aid every year. President Trump offered them another $12 billion in aid yesterday due to the trade tensions going on between us and other countries. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says this is only a short-term solution.
This is a temporary measure for agricultural producers. It's authorized in the USDA and part of their rules, and we're using that to temper this. This is a temporary measure, hopefully to show China and other countries they cannot bully the U.S. into caving in on unfair trade practices. That's exactly what President Trump's strategy is, and I think it will work.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, leaked a tape conversation between Cohen and the president. Rudy Giuliani responded to the leaking of the tape.
Major point is it's outrageous that someone would tape his client surreptitiously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Surveys usually reveal what is wrong, but in this one from Gallup, researchers want to find out what is going well for Americans. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has a story.
Nearly 4 in 10 cite the economy or the number of jobs available as the nation's biggest positive. Frank Newport of Gallup tells us the survey demonstrated different responses from the two major political parties.
We have found, and other pollsters find right now, that when we ask Republicans across the country to talk about things, they're very positive. They give us an upside positive talk about things going well. And when we talk to Democrats across the country, they tend to be negative on almost anything we ask them about.
I'm John Clemens.
More than 26 million Americans are under a flood watch today as severe weather grips the eastern United States for a fourth straight day. Meanwhile, wildfires are still burning in California, and Arizona and Southern California will see temperatures over 115 degrees today. This is the third straight day of that heat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Jennifer Knowles is from Denver, Colorado, and she's making a push to make it easier for children to run lemonade stands without breaking a law. Knowles has started the advocacy group Lemonade Stand Mama, and her children started a lemonade stand and were told they had to remove the lemonade stand because they did not have a permit. Knowles explains initially why she wanted her children to do the lemonade stand.
I wanted to teach my kids two important lessons of entrepreneurship and charity, lifelong lessons that all children should learn about.
Knowles was also asked if she was a little bit frustrated with the police officers who made her kids shut down the lemonade stand.
They were just doing their job, and I'm doing my job trying to get the laws changed so it's a better opportunity for everybody involved.
Demi Lovato is reportedly in stable condition after being found unresponsive in her Hollywood Hills home yesterday. Amy Kaufman is with the LA Times. She explains why the initial reports out there were wrong.
You know, initially, I think TMZ had said she suffered a heroin overdose, and the Times spoke to the LAPD, and basically, I think they revealed that it wasn't necessarily heroin, that she had taken some sort of drug and that it caused her to overdose, but that those initial reports were wrong.
Let's hope Lovato can get things worked out, as she was sober and in recovery for going on 6 years. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
morning. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Huntington County, New Jersey.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
It is 9:04. It's time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. We're at 48 degrees in Flemington. It's overcast skies, but it's going to be raining today. Cloudy with periods of rain and a high of 57. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain is 100%. Rainfall one hand and a half. Rainfall around a half an inch. Cloudy sky.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. We're starting a little bit late today. I don't have my Connor and my Jesse who are helping me in studio this summer. They're broadcasting majors from Ithaca College, and they've been my producers and directors on the show, not only the radio show here in Flemington, but also the television show that we do down in Princeton called Design for the Times. And many of you have asked me how to watch that program. If you're in the Huntington or Mercer County area, it is on channel 30 or 45 called Design for the Times. You also could go to PCTV, Princeton Community Television, and there's a program guide. Our program airs locally every Monday at 6:30 p.m. and then Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. So our topic today is trends. Design trends, lighting trends, things that I'm seeing. Things are continually changing in the design world, and people are constantly asking you what's fresh. And I tell you, you really have to keep up on it because things change continually. So we'll talk about that. Let's take a look at the weather because we're having some pretty bad weather right now. Not specifically just today, but we're having some bad weather in general. So let's take a look at that. I'm going to move my mic back just a little bit so I can hear you better. Okay, and you can hear me better, I should say. Okay, so currently, I'm seeing yellow. Currently, it is 80 degrees. It's kind of like pea soup. Now until 6 a.m., there's a flash flood watch. This afternoon, there's a 70% chance of heavy rain with a high of 79. Tonight, there's a 90% chance of heavy rain and patchy fog with a low of 68. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of rain showers with a high of 85. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 67. On Friday, there's a chance of showers, then thunderstorms with a high of 87. On Friday night, there's a chance of thunderstorms with a low of 68. On Saturday, I'm not seeing rain. That's a good thing. Saturday says here, National Weather Service tells us it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 85. That sounds great. Saturday night looks like we're going to have partly cloudy skies, but not so bad. And I think Sunday's going to be a nice day. So hopefully we'll be out of this rain cycle because it's pretty depressing, I think. It's like being in Seattle or something like that. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. I'm here each week, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 on 100 in Chamber Radio or WHCRDB. There's a lot of ways that you can listen or watch our program. Number one is through the website, and that is www.100inchamberradio.com. And then you take a click on my show, which is Modern Design, and we have 4.5 years worth of podcasts you can listen to, or you could listen live Wednesdays from 2 to 3. You can actually watch our program on Facebook Live. If you go to Facebook and then you go to Modern Design, 100 in Chamber Radio, you can click and watch us live each week with our different programs. Okay, I'm going to take some commercial messages, and we have a lot to talk about today's topic, design trends.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, contractor, and home stager for the past 21 years doing all sorts of projects, mostly in New Jersey, but a little bit in New York and some in Pennsylvania. Everything from simple color consultations and painting, trim and molding, doing kitchens, whole kitchens and bathrooms, additions on homes, also commercial projects. I'm starting a new restaurant, the second restaurant I'll be working on this year, restaurant spaces, offices, anything related to design we basically work on. There's a lot of ways to follow me. You can follow me on social media, Maven Hill Designs on Facebook, and my different projects. I have boards on Pinterest, Maven Hill Designs, or Richard Scuderi on Pinterest. If you go to Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, I have a lot of boards on there. And then currently I have two magazine articles in Design New Jersey magazine, one in the February-March issue, of which I did a whole house makeover in Hunterdon County, and in the June-July issue where they I pick some of my favorite paint colors. So a lot of ways to follow me. I am on Twitter. I am out there in social media. And then, of course, the programs. Designed for the Times on the Comcast channel and Verizon Fios, and of course our program here, Modern Design. So our topic today happens to be design trends. What do I see trending? And I want to talk a little bit about some of the new things I'm starting to see, which even in the summer I see some new things coming up. One of them is this look, this sort of modern farmhouse look, which seems to be taking off. And I will say that I have to give some credit to some of the people at HGTV, one of that program, Fixer Upper, down in Texas, where that farm style is more prevalent. But a modern version of the farm style is kind of heading north. And I see a lot of people requesting that sort of look. You know, that house that's not quite colonial anymore, white with black windows, the framing of the windows is black, and a simple front door that's mostly window. And a little bit of natural wood, a cleaner look, no attic space, just to the beams, and a cleaner, more open look. And I see more and more people are looking for that. I just came from an appointment where I was helping a woman with her new master bath in Mercer County, and we were going to put shiplap on the walls in white, and we were going to do a vanity that was pale gray and Carrara marble and round mirrors. and sort of an industrial light fixture under each round mirror. So that look seems to be something that's trending, that modern farmhouse, that sort of new, clean combination with what's traditional and natural and what is sort of kind of funky and modern. So I'm seeing that trending a lot. I'm seeing a lot of white houses now all of a sudden, a lot of people doing board and batten on the outside, a lot of metal roofs, which is something else that I'm seeing, a lot of combination of metal and wood roofs on the space, which is kind of nice. I love a cedar roof. It's something that was unattainable to most of us. But now I understand that they're making regular asphalt tiles that look like cedar, which are really kind of nice to do. And, of course, the metal roof is kind of a cool look. So seeing big changes in the way people are looking at homes, much more open. Everybody wants an open floor plan. If they buy a house that was built in the 60s, the first thing they want to do is take walls down. High ceilings again are back in. They were very much in the 90s, and then people felt they were a nightmare to heat and cool. We see sort of a return to that where people want open spaces, smaller spaces, a smaller overall footprint, but compensating by them being high, open to the rafters, and then just having sort of the hub of the home, the kitchen and the center island scene being access to all the rooms in the space, having them be one open space. And then the only separation is maybe a wing on one side, which is a master bedroom suite with good closets, and then the other side a guest suite. But mostly one-floor living is starting to become more and more prevalent again. Smaller footprint, hardwood floors throughout, except for the bathroom areas, hardwood floors throughout. I also see a change in flooring. You know, flooring's been dark for a really long time now, and then the flooring kind of went gray or grayish, so I'm seeing gray browns. I'm starting to see a return to lighter woods on the floor, which is something that is really new and really fresh looking, that sort of lighter color flooring again, and all different types of wood, alder and oak is still in there. Maybe not so much maple, but different types of woods, wide boards, not so wide boards. I'm not seeing real skinny wood, but I'm seeing true wood. I'm seeing less laminate. I don't think people are looking at laminate the same way. And engineered wood, more actual wood when wood could be used, but a very different profile. Of course, the continuation of whites and grays. A lot less color overall. Again, houses that are either white or gray on the outside, very simple. Maybe a pop of color at the front door, but pretty much simple and minimal. Even pots themselves have gotten cleaner, lots of grays and things that are very simple. And maybe just in the pot of boxwood, and very architectural boxwood. Again, a front door that is more open glass with natural wood if it's not painted a color, and then coming into a space that's very open looking with light, real hardwood floors throughout the space, and a continuation of one floor throughout the space. We're not seeing a powder room that's maybe some sort of travertine. We're seeing it carried through. We're seeing the wood carried through the entire space of the house, which is one open space that everybody can access. We're not seeing window treatments. In fact, I'm not even seeing window treatments at all anymore except for the bedroom. Beautiful windows, windows that show a lot of light, things that are as open as possible. I don't know if that's always possible if you're house to house, if you're in a 50s or 60s development. I think you're going to have some sort of covering on the windows. But lots of new construction where there's absolutely nothing on the windows, maybe a tinted window film, but open and light. And then the delineation of what room is what is based upon by rugs. And area rugs have changed a lot. We're not seeing area rugs that have that traditional oriental look to them. We're seeing area rugs that are striated with sort of just maybe a pop of color, but sort of just sort of very muted in pattern, more about the texture. Lots of blue as the pop color, lots of dark blue as the pop color. I also see a pop color continuing to emerge, and that's the return of coral. Coral has a nice pairing with grays. So we're seeing walls be gray and grayish, although I think the grayish is starting to go out a little bit, and I'm seeing more of neutral gray tones on the wall. Gray owl, very light gray, but truly a gray and not a grayish. Very popular white, super white trim. and super white on the ceiling, still very popular. Cabinetry, pretty much mostly still white shaker, although I am seeing some grayish cabinets with some texture, especially some of the mid-century modern stuff, are the dark sort of gray-brown woods with some horizontal texture going on with them. But kind of a clean, simple profile. Not seeing a lot of granite anymore. People are going for quartz and lots of white quartz, lots of very either solid white quartz if you're doing a darker cabinet, or just a little bit of veining, as in what a Carrara would look like, a Carrara marble, or a Calicata, which is one of my favorite now. That's similar to Carrara, but there's also a little bit of brown in with the gray, and it has a little bit more visual interest. But again, not done in marble, actually done in quartz, polished quartz. There was a period of time there that we were seeing soapstones and things that were leathered finishes. I stay away from those. I think they're too trendy to spend $10,000 on stone and then have it be something that's leathered, which is going to run its course in a big space. Probably not a good idea. Lots of white and black and just simple pops of color. Linear backsplashes, sort of a linear look, continues to trend. Just some of the things that I am seeing consistently, and I do see, even in the summertime now, I'm seeing new looks, new things coming out, people changing. So it's kind of nice to pass that along to you. Okay, we're going to go to some more commercial messages. We have a lot to cover in the show, and that is today's show is all about designed trends.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, if you're just tuning into our program now. I've been an interior designer, a contractor, a home stager for the past 21 years, doing projects all over the tri-state area. Everything, again, from simple color consultations to pick the best colors, to painting, to window treatments, to kitchens and baths and everything in between. Mavenhill Design also does commercial settings, lots of different things, spas, restaurants, everything related to commercial offices. Sometimes people move into a new office space and they want their lobby to be spectacular, or the individual offices. I did a boutique jewelry store this year, lots of different things to do. And then I take those experiences and bring them here on the air and share some of that insight with you. Love to have you come visit me. I do have a location right in the area inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, and that is 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Come visit me. I do have a bigger store, a little bit, about a half an hour further north of here, and that is in Maplewood, New Jersey, in beautiful Maplewood Village at the train station. And that's 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, next to the post office, with four rooms of furniture, accessories, and wonderful things. I also do this special, which is on the website, for $199. I will come out to your house with my pad, and we will go room by room. It'll give you wonderful ideas that you can work on yourself, or perhaps I can get some work done for you quickly and in budget. So our topic today happens to be design trends, what I see changing out there. And if you're just tuning into our program, one of the things that I see that's very different is dark hardwood floors, not so consistent. For about 8 years now, it's been dark hardwood, dark hardwood, dark hardwood. And then I started to notice that the wood was going more sort of grayish. So it wasn't, but there are gray floors out there and they're terrific, but I think they're going to be too trendy. But brown with some gray in it. But I'm starting to see a return to lighter floors, which is really different, and it's been dark for such a long time. Of course, always a little bit different than the way it was before. In the early 90s, we saw lots of blonde floors, but a return to lighter floors as well, and people going towards a lighter look altogether, light gray on the walls, white cabinets, and then maybe not such a dark floor. Although dark floors are not out, I don't want to say that they are. A new trend is maybe a lighter floor, something that has visual interest, another type of wood perhaps. I see whiter boards. I see sometimes thinner boards, not real thin though, and really genuine wood products, not so much laminate anymore, not so much engineered products. Definitely anything that's sort of a red finish, like cherry and so on, and a red finish, or sort of an orangey kind of like maple. Those we're not seeing for floors or cabinets for that much. But in terms of either, you know, sort of a modern version of a blonde or a lighter wood, or then something that's a grayish or a dark brown, a variety. So I think we're going to see changes more and more with flooring, and I think it's going to go lighter. I think we're going to go into a new phase of that. So that's something to consider. Definitely living much more casually, not even sometimes a formal dining room anymore, an open space. So when you have an open space and you want to have a dining room, well, that's kind of a nice thing to do. But at the same time, how do you get an air of formality in a space that's all open? Sometimes when you have a high a vaulted ceiling, it's hard to even drop a light fixture. But I think a chandelier is kind of critical in a space, even if it's something as a simple white drum fixture, which is always nice for a dining room. It sort of delineates that and gives you beautiful, not only functional light, but, you know, sort of a glow at night when you set the table. Cloth chairs are very much trending. I'm not seeing people using wood chairs too much anymore. A combination of chairs, maybe a bench on one side and then some chairs that go around, wider chairs, head chairs that stand out and are a little bit different. And then the space denoted if it's open by an area rug, which is an opportunity to bring some color into a space if it's all open, or just the table linens, bringing some color in with the table linens. Color is very important to me, and one of the things that's been a challenge for me in these past maybe 8 or 9 years when everything's gone gray is pairing it with beautiful color so that you have that visual impact, and I talk about that often. It's great to be modern and cool, and black and white is nice, but black and white is really gets pretty boring unless you have a color attached to it. And to me, the pop colors are critical, and the pop colors need to be strong because we're not doing a lot of them. And the good thing about grays and grays is they pair well with so many really strong colors. We often talk about trend colors. So I would say it's continuing. That hasn't changed. Probably, for me, my favorite combination is gray and citrus or bottle green. I love the combination of gray and green. It's very fresh. You can bring in botanical prints or herbs or natural things or pair it with light wood or dark wood. So greens to me and grays have a beautiful natural synergy. Definitely blues, every shade of blue. I've never seen more blue in my life. Blue reinvented, though, blue with a geometric pattern, blue with just textured, maybe heathered or weathered blues, but blues of all type, from very, very dark navy to sort of a mid-tone blue, which I'm starting to see trending, to sort of blue purples, like a periwinkle blue, perhaps. to light blues to soft robin's egg blue. And I found that I've developed a taste for a sort of a light sort of robin's egg blue. Pair it with black, amazing. Pair it with charcoal gray, really, really nice combination. Gray and yellow, I love gray and yellow. Gray and yellow was a classic color combination years ago, and then it sort of went out of fashion, and now that gray's back, a stronger yellow, a bright yellow with gray is really crisp and nice. Maybe a gray sofa, a coffee table that's glass, and then two chairs that pop with maybe a bright yellow geometric is really nice. Pairing them together is a nice combination or trend combination. And then, of course, the summer color I'm seeing is coral. I think a couple weeks ago I talked about it. I went to a wedding and there were about 8 women of the 200 that had some sort of shade of coral on, whether it be their dress or accessories on their dress or in their shoes or so on. Coral is a trend color. Coral in general is a good summer color, but I think it's going to carry into the fall and for a while now that people are going to add some coral pillows, rich, not necessarily a pink, but a rich coral. Also, there's a nice sort of dusty pink that's out there now, that's sort of a very sophisticated, like a fleshy tone pink. And that also looks very nice, very much in a bedroom. If you want to feminize a bedroom, you have everything in grays and you have a poppy of some great maybe shag pillows. Instead of doing them in gray, you do them more in black, do them in that sort of fleshy tone beige pink. And that makes a space very, very sophisticated. Another thing I wanted to bring up, actually, and then we'll take a break, is light fixtures. Light fixtures have changed tremendously, and they're becoming more elaborate. They're becoming more interesting because there's less going on in the house. So your lighting fixtures are becoming very important. In fact, while I'm in studio, Connor is one of my interns here, is not with us today because he's shooting at Flemington Fan and Lighting, where I have my shop. And he's shooting some of the new fixtures. Bruce, the owner of Flemington Fan and Lighting, went down to Dallas to the lighting show and brought back some great fixtures, which he's filming. And then when we now, and then he's going to bring that to studio in Princeton for an upcoming show. And we're going to dedicate it to lighting and the lighting trends in particular. So some of those lighting trends that I wanted to talk about were shapes, interesting and wonderful shapes. All right, we're going to take a quick news break, and then we'll come back and finish up with wonderful ideas for lighting and how just changing one fixture can transform your home to be more modern.
USA Radio News.
American farmers already receive billions of dollars in federal aid every year. President Trump offered them another $12 billion in aid yesterday due to the trade tensions going on between us and other countries. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says this is only a short-term solution.
This is a temporary measure for agricultural producers. It's authorized in the USDA and part of their rules, and we're using that to temper this. This is a temporary measure, hopefully to show China and other countries they cannot bully the U.S. into caving in on unfair trade practices. That's exactly what President Trump's strategy is, and I think it will work.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, leaked a taped conversation between Cohen and the president. Rudy Giuliani responded to the leaking of the tape.
Major point is it's outrageous that someone would tape his client surreptitiously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Surveys usually reveal what is wrong, but in this one from Gallup, researchers want to find out what is going well for Americans. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has a story.
Nearly 4 in 10 cite the economy or the number of jobs available as the nation's biggest positive. Frank Newport of Gallup tells us the survey demonstrated different responses from the two major political parties.
We have found another pollster's find right now that when we ask Republicans across the country to talk about things, they're very positive. They give us an upside positive talk about things going well. And when we talk to Democrats across the country, they tend to be negative on almost anything we ask them about.
I'm John Clemens.
More than 26 million Americans are under a flood watch today as severe weather grips the eastern United States for a fourth straight day. Meanwhile, wildfires are still burning in California, and Arizona and Southern California will see temperatures over 115 degrees today. This is the third straight day of that heat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Jennifer Knowles is from Denver, Colorado, and she's making a push to make it easier for children to run lemonade stands without breaking a law. Knowles has started the advocacy group Lemonade Stand Mama, and her children started a lemonade stand and were told they had to remove the lemonade stand because they did not have a permit. Knowles explains initially why she wanted her children to do the lemonade stand.
I wanted to teach my kids two important lessons of entrepreneurship and charity, lifelong lessons that all children should learn about.
Knowles was also asked if she was a little bit frustrated with the police officers who made her kids shut down the lemonade stand.
They were just doing their job, and I'm doing my job trying to get the laws changed so it's a better opportunity for everybody involved.
Demi Lovato is reportedly in stable condition after being found unresponsive in her Hollywood Hills home yesterday. Amy Kaufman is with the LA Times. She explains why the initial reports out there were wrong.
You know, initially, I think TMZ had said she suffered a heroin overdose, and the Times spoke to the LAPD, and basically, I think they revealed that it wasn't necessarily heroin, that she had taken some sort of drug, and that it caused her to overdose, but that those initial reports were wrong.
Let's hope Lovato can get things worked out, as she was sober and in recovery for going on 6 years. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Richard Scuderi, and our show is called Modern Design. We are here every Wednesday for a really long time now in studio in downtown Flemington. Our call letters are WHCRDB in Flemington. And you can always watch our program on Facebook Live if you go to Modern Design on Hunter and Chamber Radio. We're live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, or you could watch the podcast. At the podcast, the weeks are passing, and we're getting more and more podcasts. You can always go to Hunter and Chamber Radio, the website, www.hunterandchamberradio.com. Click on Modern Design, and there are 4.5 years worth of podcasts. You can listen to any of our topics. A lot of people, good people through the years on this program. Our topic today happens to be design trends, things that are trending, things that I see are trending. And before we went to our news, we were talking about coral. The color coral is becoming a popular trend color. I really like it. It's very fresh looking. You know, guys, if you have a wedding come up, navy jacket, light blue shirt, pop it with a coral tie. Really nice combination. It just is an attractive color, works well with blues, what works well with grays, works well with neutrals, and a nice color together. Again, the caution yellow, the bright yellow, is nice with the gray. We talked about the all shades of blue, from robin's egg to dark navy, work well together with the gray combination. And then, of course, the citrus green is really nice with it. Not loving the red. I see red fading again for a while. Red was back, especially in outside patio furniture, umbrellas, and so on. I see that kind of going away, and I see more towards like a teal. This year I saw a lot of really pretty teal umbrellas, like a gray patio set with a teal umbrella, and spa-like colors, you know, blue greens, that sort of in-between blue green is very much still a trending color, particularly for bathrooms, because it's very spa-like and very soothing. So other trends that I am seeing in design is just really simplicity. not a lot of clutter, not a lot of furniture, you know, much less things all over the board. Clean, 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 like I've never seen before. Again, area rugs that don't have any fringe on them. Not even a lot of patterning on the rugs, either just texture or some sort of striated color, but strong colors, navy probably the most popular. Or if they do have a pattern, it's sort of a faded kind of a looking pattern in grays and blues and things of that nature. So a cleaner profile overall. If there are accessories, there are few, but they're big. They make more of a statement. And that kind of goes to follow suit with the pop colors. If you're going to have an environment that's voluminous, maybe not, you know, the big footprint, but the height, then you need to do accessories that are you going to do little accessories? No, you're going to do big pieces, things that go well. Colored glass, I would say, continues. And in my store, particularly my store in, well, both stores, but my store in Maplewood Village, people are looking for colored glass. In fact, in my one of my rooms is set up as a dining room, and I have a beautiful table with inlays and then interesting chairs, a bench on one side, and then gray chairs with nail heads in it, and then I have a sideboard that's a painted piece. But I popped it all with shades of, for the summer, cobalt blue glass, and we have beautiful cobalt blue glass, and then we have some wonderful dishes, pottery dishes, that are in cobalt blue and citrus green, and the table's set that way with grays, greens, and blues, and they're really, really striking, but it's the blue glass that I can't keep in. I have some wonderful blue glass pieces on the sideboard and accessories in blue glass, really, really nice. In our coastal room, we have a lot of that sort of aqua teal, summery-looking sea glass, which is awfully pretty. Can do a lot with it, and a little bit goes a long way. In our front room, we have sort of that bottle or peridot green glass. In fact, I have two beautiful, beautiful lanterns for either inside or outside. You could put it on a sideboard in a dining room, or you could use them outside in your patio. Beautiful, really big scale lanterns, glass lanterns, or that citrus green glass. Something about glass that's lovely. Colored glasses during the day, that color carries, and it's really, really beautiful. And at night, you throw a candle in it. Even if it's just an LED candle in it, it reflects the beautiful light through colored glass, which is kind of nice. Colored glass also, you know, is so strong, it pairs well with things. So last week, I changed the setup a little bit, and I did everything in sort of teal and yellow, bright yellow and teal. What a nice combination. The glass sort of offsets everything with that beautiful teal, and then all the accessories were in yellow, and that was such a nice color combination. Everything sold out in our sidewalk sale in that combination, but you pair wonderful things together. If you have the cobalt blue glass, throw some red in with it. Do a summer picnic look, and you put a little check with red and maybe some geraniums on the table and in a cocoa pot, and do red and cobalt blue for a summer tablescape. Amazing and a good trend. Again, it's very important that we keep pop colors going, especially when things are getting so neutral. So I do want to end with talking about lighting fixtures, because I think lighting fixtures are becoming transformative in a space and making a space look terrific. And I'm seeing a lot of really interesting and new big lighting fixtures and people kind of going for it. One of the things that is very much trending is sort of an open look, that light fixtures are no longer so much enclosed. Lots of open lanterns of all different shapes. Maybe you have an entry foyer. There's no glass in it anymore. It's sort of a big open fixture. You'll see the bar with the lights sort of just hanging, but it's all very open. So open fixtures are very much trending and interesting. Also, and people fight me on this more than anything, the return of gold as a color. Lots of stuff. If you look in the trade magazines, Architectural Digest, I noticed some of the different Southern Living, you're seeing gold, a return of gold. But the gold is different. It's not sort of a shiny, it's sort of a matte gold, and it's a richer finish. But gold is returning. Probably the thing that I have the hardest time getting people to do is embracing gold again, because people say, well, just get rid of all my gold. I'll never put gold. I'm into nickel. But you don't, things change and they evolve. So nickel kind of went away a little bit, and then it sort of turned into chrome, and now chrome seems to be going to more black finishes, and now a little bit of gold. I'm also seeing with lighting fixtures a trend of two tones. So maybe we'll have sort of an iron look on the outside, and the inside has some gold in it, or the inside has some nickel in it, but multiple tone finishes on the light fixtures. Now, a shape that's becoming very popular is an orb. And an orb is sort of a round fixture. I did a townhouse in northern New Jersey about 6 months ago, and they had this voluminous foyer, two-story foyer, and we filled the space with a really neat orb, which was open. It was metal finish, and it kind of just looked like an open globe. And it lit at night, and I sort of hung it so it went into the top window, so when you drove up, you saw the townhouse, and it was just lit by this globe, and it showed you all the architecture within it because there was no glass to have a glare to it. So that's something that's very popular. Open globes with a lot of metal, with very little metal, very much trending. Also, the bulb itself is becoming quite a style element. There are beautiful bulbs now. I often refer to them as Edison bulbs. It doesn't necessarily have to be that, but a bulb where you expose the bulb and you see the filament, the beautiful filament lit, that in itself is its own look. It's that industrial look that we're seeing more and more return to an industrial look, but not completely, you know, maybe mixing it with natural wood or something like that, but definitely having sort of an industrial look in the lighting. Finally, it's pendants, and I'm going to leave you with that today. Pendants are everywhere. I see people that have center islands, and over the center island, they had just two cans or recess lights. They're getting an adapter kit, and they're putting fixtures there because pendants are creating a look. They're making it look more up-to-date. They're creating a style. So you're seeing pendants popping up in people's homes everywhere. I've even seen people putting pendant lights over instead of a lamp on each night table in a master bedroom, doing pendants, creating a different look, a different shape, a different type of light. Again, all different sort of shapes, things that are shaped like a cage, things that are slightly industrial, things that showcase the bulb, things that bring in different colors, multiple finishes, and things that really change the way things look. Pendants are great. I did Moe's, they've been a guest on our show, Moe's Bistro in New Providence inside the Murray Hill Inn and Suites. And when we created the bar space, we picked 8 pendants that were so beautiful and transformative. They just created their own look. That bar took on a new shape, and even though the bar itself was an antique bar, we balanced it with these pendant fixtures that were industrial, and the whole look really came together. All right, well, that's going to do it for our show today for Design Trends. We're going to continue with this next couple of weeks of what's trending. We'll also be opening up our phone lines and taking your questions on what actually is trending, or if you've created a trend yourself. Well, I thank you for continuing to watch Modern Design and to listen to us every Wednesday. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with the EU Commission president today at the White House as tensions remain high over tariffs. The president spoke before the meeting.
Over the years, the United States has been losing hundreds of billions of dollars with the European Union, and we just want it to be a level playing field for our farmers, for our manufacturers, for everybody. And we also want a big beneficiary, frankly, to be the European Union. So we think it can be good for everybody.
After that statement, the president was shouted questions regarding Michael Cohen. He declined to answer any of those questions. Now, before that meeting, the president did sit down with the leader of the Senate and House, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell, to discuss the upcoming Senate votes and what needs to be accomplished before the end of the year. Ryan joined Fox News to talk about the main points to their meeting.
How to get this appropriation process back on track so that at the end of the year we don't have one giant omnibus appropriations bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare. works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
ISIS tries to take credit for the deadly attack in Toronto last weekend. USA Radio Network.